Today's Shiri Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Omud Beis, and Mirtz Hashem, we will finish today the long Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, which deals with Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, and we begin with the very last few words of the Ramah on Mem Omud Aleph. And the Ramah says, Hagah, Asu La'asos Me'esnan Zona O Mechir Kelev Davar Shel Mitzvah Kigon Beis HaKnesses O Sefer Torah. It is prohibited for a person to take the item that was given to a zona, a woman of ill repute, for her services, or mechir kelev, an item that was exchanged for the sale of a dog, to use those items, the esnan zona and the mechir kelev, for the purposes of the mitzvah. For example, to go and build a base knesses with those items, or a sefer Torah, or the ornaments of a sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Dalid writes, Kimosha Osra Torah Laviyam La Mikdush La Mizbeach. We know the famous Psukim that deal, Shenema Lo Savi Esnan Zono Mechir Kele Vegomer, Kisov As Hashem Lokecha, that a person is forbidden to take the exchange of prostitute services or the exchange of a dog and bring him to the Beis HaMikdash and use them for something in the Beis HaMikdash. This is considered an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, it's inappropriate to use this for a Beis Knesset or for a Sefer Torah. However, umikom makom einu ela midrabanan. That din that we mentioned by the Beis HaMikdash is a din deraisa. While we compare a shul as a mikdash ma'at, that is only a derabanan that makes it also to use the esnan zona and the mechir kelev for the purposes that we just mentioned, to build a shul or for a sefer Torah's adornments. Sivkat and Kufhei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the isu the esnan chol al kol mashiyitin la. This prohibition of using that which was given over for the services of the zona to the zona, and then for the zona to give that to the shul, all of this is on anything that was given over to the zona. For example, the person arranged for her services to give her one sheep, bischora, for her services. And he gives her five sheep, he gives her a lot more. All of them are asur. The kulam b'toras esnan ka'asullah, because all of them came to her via this process of esnan zona, the services that she's being paid for. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'din esnan, this din of esnan zona, hu dafka kishinosan la esnan v'achakach bo'leah. It has to be in this order. He first gives her the payment. He gives her the sheep, for example. And only afterwards does he have relations with her. And in that situation, the sheep is considered an esnan zona, and all of the restrictions that we've mentioned apply to it. It doesn't have to be a sheep. That's just a classical example that's used. But anything that he gives her for those services, Rachmana Litzlan, so that is called an esnan zona, and if it's something that could be used in the building of a Beis HaKnesses, or for building, making a Sefer Torah, or for adorning a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use it for those purposes. However, that's only if he first gave her the item, and then, unfortunately, had the relations with her. Avo Baala, he first has relations with her, v'achakach nosan lo esnano, and only afterwards does he give her the payment, shehisnimo, even though he had agreed to give it to her, mutter. That item technically doesn't fall into this category of esnan zona. Why? Kivin shebishaz bia, because at the time that they had the relations, lo hayo konulo zeho esnan, because the item yet wasn't in her possession. It was only promised to her. And therefore, it's not called an esnan zona for this halacha. And likewise, this Isser is specifically if a man goes and gives the item to a woman. However, if the woman were to give a man an item as an esnan zona, muto esnan, that doesn't have the same halacha, and that item would be permitted to be used for a shul or for other holy purposes. If somebody gives an esnan to a male prostitute for the purposes of mishkav zohar, of a homosexual relationship, then osur esnan. The esnan does have the halachic status over here of an esnan zona. Sivkot and Kuvav. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Mechir Kelev, Kigon Sheichlev Kelev Beis Adover. You exchange the dog for this other item. And now you want to use this other item to build a Beis HaKnesses or adorn a Sefer Torah, or write a Sefer Torah with it. You're not allowed to. Sivkot and Kuv Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kigon Beis HaKnesses, Kigon Shinosele Azona, O Sheichlev Bea Kelev, Avonim Vikoros. For example, the Esnan of the Zona or the Mechir Kelev was some stones or beams that would be used in the building of the Beis HaKnesses. What then the last source may Esnan Clay Beis HaKnesses? Or likewise, if it was something that could be used to go and fashion some of the ornaments for the Beis HaKnesses, some of the utensils needed for the Beis HaKnesses, Gamkin also, all of these things would be prohibited through the Isser of Esnan Zona and Mechir Kelev. Sivkot and Kuvches, the Mishnah Berurah explains, O Sefer Torah, for example, Kigon, Shinoz and Lokla, in exchange for her services, Rachmana Litzlan, he gave her a cloth, and then they want to write a Sefer Torah on that cloth. V'wad din mapos a Sefer Torah. Likewise, if we gave her a mantle that could be used to cover up a Sefer Torah, Osir, all of these things would be prohibited. And likewise, any other dvar mitzvah should not be used with the item of an esnan zon or mechir kelev. For example, kigon ner v'shem leves haknesses, the wicks and the oils that would be used in a shul for the lighting of the shul. And he brings this down to the name of the Elyon Rabbah and the name of the Riu. Likewise, tzitzis or the talis mitzvah that we use, gamkin in lasos mitzvah, it's improper to use an esnan zon or mechir kelev. The Rambam then continues and he writes, "V'davka meho esnan atzma." This is only talking about when you're actually using the item itself, the esnan zon itself. Avlim nosulo mos beesnan. But if she got money for her services, then she wants to spend that money to donate it to the shul. Mutar liknos ben dvar mitzvah. They can use those funds to go purchase a dvar mitzvah. Shdibur in Sivkot and Kuvtes writes, "Kimosha kasav mikodem." As we already said previously, you can't use the actual item itself. However, v'mishtanu ha'esnan v'mechir, but the Mishnah Berurah explains that if you changed around the esnan of the mechir in some way, kigon zeisim v'asor shema, the esnan was olives, and then you pressed it into olive oil, or it was grapes, anovin, v'ason yayin, and you pressed it into wine, then those items, the wine or the oil, would be mutter. Sivkot and Kuf Yud, the Mishnah Berurah explains if you gave her money. V'adin kishaloch kach biyada kelef mos. Same thing would be with esnan zona and the mechir kelef. If you got money, mutar liknos ben dvar mitzvah. You would be allowed to use that for a dvar mitzvah. The Rambam concludes and he says, v'lo mikri zona. In this situation, how do we define a zona? Ela iser erva. It's talking about an iser that is an iser erva. What does that mean? So Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Yud Aleph explains, the hainu chayiv krisos. This would be a prohibited relationship that would be at the level of a chayiv kores. However, he brings down the Yesh Omer, Du Adin Chayvi Lav. There are others that say that this would even be a lav. If it's, quote, only a lav, this Isser relationship, as opposed to a capital crime of either Isser Karis or Mises Beistin, that it still qualifies as an Esnan Zona. And he adds, Vizona Nochris, Agayisha Nochris Zona, Luhuli Amma Esnana Osser Her. Esnan is certainly definitely Osser. But the Rambam continues, Aval Elu Hapnuyos, but single girls, Hakadeshos and Nebuch, unfortunately have gone into prostitution, Shemakdishos Dovar, and then they want to donate something to the Beis HaKnesses, Mutar Lekavlehen, one is permitted to go take it from them. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bihar Locha Dibra Maskul, Shemakdishos Dovar, says, the Ilav Haytaima, it wasn't for this reasoning, Hayumachmirim Dovar, we wouldn't accept anything from a prostitute, Afal Gav, Shalom Noda Bevira, Shuk Miesnan Shinitala, even if it wasn't for certain that it came because that specific thing was an Esnan Zona. And the reasoning is, Vatan, the Tolinun that we assume, the Kochav Tsein, Hum Esnan Zona, we assume that in general, a prostitute's possessions would be Mistoma from an Esnan Zona. The Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot Sadi Gimel, as well as in Dir Shafutna 126, discuss a woman who is a Nida who gets a Esnan for her services. So if it's his own wife, it's not halachically considered an Esnan. The implication is that if a woman is a Pnuya and she's a Nida, then it would be considered an Esnan. Ayin Shom in Dir Shafutna 126 for further details of this discussion. Now we go to the final Sif in this long Simen Kufnun Gimel, Chof Beis. The Mechaber writes, Adam shehu ragil b'shul mitzvah. If a person is a regular in terms of doing a certain mitzvah in the shul, for example, kigon galila, he's obviously the one that's giving galila. We're talking here about where somebody paid for the right to get these mitzvos. The error onus, and some accident comes up, or he becomes impoverished, he's no longer able to do it either because of this accident that came up, or because he became impoverished, he no longer can afford to pay for the rights to do this mitzvah, so the tzibur gives it to someone else. And then in Baruch Hashem he came back to his wealth, or he's physically now able to go and do it. And he wants to have the rights back to this mitzvah, and he's willing to pay the same amount of money as the other person. If the other person is willing to pay more, as we'll see, that's a different story. But here he's willing to pay the same amount. But the other person, who has now gotten this mitzvah, says, I'm willing to continue to pay for it. Why should he be able to get it back? So the Mechaber paskins, if at the time that they gave the mitzvah to the new person, to the second person, if the first person would still have been physically, financially capable of giving the money, and for whatever the reason he decided not to, but he did have the money and was able to do it, but v'lo chavitz, but he didn't want to, and indeed, v'nisratzahu im shar hakol lo seis lacher, and he was willing to let the second person have this mitzvah instead of himself, and the tzibur was willing to do that as well. So now he can't say, I'd like it back. Ibed zuchuso. He lost his right. And if he's willing to pay more money, he would be allowed to. But if he just wants to pay the same amount of money, then the other person gets it. The new person, the second person, gets the rights to it. However, avolim kishin osnul lasheni, but at the time that they gave it to the second person, lo hayobi adarishon sipuk, lo se sma shoyu nosen. He really had a very bad financial decline, and he's no longer able to pay the $100 that he would have been able to pay for this galila or whatever the mitzvah was. And if he had the money, he would have been very happy to pay for it, but he no longer had the money, the ability to do so. So therefore, the shul gave it to the second person who was willing to pay the $100 for the glila, the ata, and now, sheyesh biyado, now Baruch Hashem, he got his financial footing back, and he's able to pay the $100, and wrote a list cost with mitzvah, so he wants to have that mitzvah back, and he's willing to pay the $100 that he was paying originally. So the Mechaber concludes he does have the right to get the mitzvah back, even though he's not paying any more for it than the other guy, but he has the rights to it because he originally had it. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Kuf Yud Beis explains, he was rogil in this mitzvah, wrote Salome. What does that mean? Shehechzik bar b'yushus hakol, he had the rights to it because the community gave him those rights. U'b'tshuvas radvaz, dafilu lo hirshu b'feirish, even if they specifically, the radvaz says, didn't explicitly state that he had the rights. However, Elokol Shehechzik Zman Rav Vishoskuv Lo Michu, but the Tzibur did not go and complain that he always bought Galila, and there was no problem with him always having it, even though they didn't specifically state he always has the right to buy Galila. Heavy Chazakah. That is considered a valid Chazakah that they can't take it away and give it to somebody else. The issue footnote 127 explains, if somebody is the one who regularly blows the shofar, or he's the one that regularly is the chazan for the tzibur, so we'll learn in Simon Tuf Kuf Pe Aleph, Shafilu im lo asakein ela pamachas, even if he only did it one time, you don't have the right to give the mitzvah away to somebody else. And even if he got sick and they put somebody else up in his place because he was sick, when he gets healthy, they have to return this person to his mitzvah. He has that right to that mitzvah. Likewise, a kal that hired a chazan for a 3-year period of time. So if it's in a place that they only hire for a specific period of time, then it's well known that they only hire the person for 3 years, and at the end of the 3-year period of time, they can go hire somebody else. However, in a place where there wasn't such a minhag, so they shouldn't remove him and pick somebody else to his place, in order that there shouldn't be a chashash that there's something wrong with this person. The Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskil, Shehu Rogil in the Bir Halacha, adds over here as well from the Choshu Mishpat in Simon Kuf Mem Tes in the Pisrei Tshuva, Mashakosa B'Shem Shar HaMishpat, who brings Shehevi Misefer Chasidim, the following. If somebody is willing to pay more money for the Galila, he's paying $100 for the rights to the first guy. And the second guy says, I'll pay $200 for the rights to do the Galila. That's permissible. Unless the call said, when you purchased it for $100 for the first couple of years, they said it's always going to be yours, even if somebody pays more. So then, if somebody pays more, he doesn't have the rights to it. The first person still has the rights to it. According to this, so we're here talking about where the second person didn't pay more money than the first person. It was the same $100. So in this situation, if the first person could have afforded it, but for whatever the reason chose not to, so then the second person now has the rights to it. But if the first person couldn't afford it, he lost his wealth. So then as soon as he gets his wealth back and can pay the $100, he would be entitled to get it back. However, at the end, the Chofetz Chaim himself brings down that this isn't clear. He brings down from the Tshuvos of the Radvaz, the Lo Kidvarav, and he says, V'tzorach in l'maisa. The Halach l'maisa needs further investigation. In Dibur HaMaskil, Avolim Kishinosnu L'Sheni V'chuli, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha says, Lav Dav Galin in Galila. We're not only talking about Galila. This could be for something where the Tzibur always davens in his house. Now, for whatever the reason, there is extenuating circumstances, some accident, they can't daven in this house, they started davening in somebody else's house. So he hasn't lost his chazok, and as soon as they're physically able to daven back in his house, he can demand that they daven back in his house. When the accident or extenuating circumstances goes away, they can be forced to daven there again. And the Chofetz Chaim says any other similar idea applies this din as well. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Yud Gimel. Hayosipuk, if he did have the financial wherewithal to still persist in doing the mitzvah, but he chose not to, So this is Hainu Shigam Ba'onso or Ba'onyov Hayosipa Biyadu Losses Kvi Masharagil. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining, even when he had these accidents or a financial loss, he still did have the ability to go pay the $100. So then he lost it. He no longer has the right to it. As is explained in Sifkot and Kufyud Dalad, Vinisratza V'chule, he was willing to give it up. So Lav Davka Dinisratza B'Feirish, it doesn't have to mean that he actually stated, I'm willing to give it up. Elokol Shesipuk Biyadu V'lochof Islite, but he did have the $100, but chose not to give it. So then Ibid Zechuso, that as if he lost his rights to it, and as if he said, V'nokat Nisratza Mishum Sefer. And that's as if he said over here that I'm willing to do this. And the reason why he used the term Nisratza over here is as opposed to the Sefer, where he had no intention of giving it up, but he physically wasn't able to do it, either because of some accident or because he financially didn't have the wherewithal. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf Tezvav says Chozel Mitzvaso. In that situation where he now becomes financially solid again and he does have the money to pay for it, he does get the mitzvah back. The Ein L'shanoso Afilu Mi'am Arzah Talmud Chacham, and we don't change this around. Even if now the new person was a big Talmud Chacham and the old person was an Am Aretz, we still don't change it around. Unless in Lo Sheyesh Taino Gemura Lamara, unless there really is a valid reason why the original person is inappropriate to have gotten the mitzvah and we gave it away, it was for a good reason, not only because of the financial loss that the person had. However, the Mishnah Berurah now adds, if there's clear-cut evidence that this person gave up hope of ever getting his mitzvah back, then ibed ches kosu. Then, in fact, he did lose his chazok. Furthermore, kosu aposkin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the poskim say, du adin parnis sh'ovar machmas onis. The same thing would apply for the parnis of the tzibur. Parnis could be translated as the supporter of the tzibur, like the president or a financial strong supporter of the tzibur. We will call it an askin today. That was unable to continue in his position as the parnas of the tzibur because of some accident. And they appointed, therefore, somebody else to be the president, to be the lead person in the tzibur. So too over here, kishia avor, and so when the extenuating circumstances that caused him being unable to serve no longer apply, chozer leparnas suso. He gets to go back to being the lead person. And we don't allow the new person who came in, the second person, to maintain his position in any way, because that's going to lead to, unfortunately, a fight between the first person who was the former Parnas, who's now giving back the job of being the Parnas, and this new person. So therefore, we don't let him take any role. But we certainly shouldn't be treating the second person in any sort of a degrading way. He, after all, came to our assistance in a time of need. And he therefore should be given some sort of an appointment of honor and respect in the community as a way to really thank him for what he did. The issue footnote number 131 writes, if unfortunately this extenuating circumstance that didn't allow the Parnas to be the Parnas was lasting for many years, so he brings down from the Sefer Ha'erech Lachem, based upon a Tosfos, She'ein HaRishon Chozel Soruso, then the original person, if it's been several years, so he doesn't get to go back to his position. And brings us down as well to Karen Ora and the Stipler, who say the same thing, although he brings down the Sfasem, who says they somehow have some sort of a sharing of the responsibilities between the two. In the Hagos Beis Meir, he says this is Tzarech Ian as to what should be done. Likewise, Lechen Legabi Shaliach Tzibur or Baal Tokeya, for the Chazan or for the person blowing the shofar who got sick and they appointed somebody in his place. So we'll learn in Simon Tuf Kuf Peyalef, Kishiach Zarishon Lebriyoso, Hamitzuch Hozeres Lerishon. As we already mentioned, the first person does have the right to his position back. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, if they took away the person, im avar misaruso machmas averish also, it wasn't extenuating circumstances on his part, it was that Tzibur said, you're a Rasha, you're doing something wrong, and therefore we're taking it away from you because you did some sort of an avera. Afil b'shogiv, even was an accidental transgression. Ein chozel l'suroso, he doesn't get to go back to his position. As we learn, the Karmelo Mimakos, Gmorin Makos, Lini Rotzeach, Shigolo Lir Miklot of Ishov, that the person who killed accidentally has to go to the Ir Miklot, and he stays there, the Ein chozel l'suroso shalom yikodim. And when he comes back from the Ir Miklot, he doesn't get to go back to his position of esteem that he held beforehand. This is brought down the name of the Mogen Avraham. However, he brings down from the El Yerabah, Mistapik was there. He's not sure if this is the Alocha. The Efshar, the Dak, Rotzeach, that may be true for a person who killed somebody, but here we don't want to prevent the person from doing tshuva to get back his position. He says, look in the Ritva as well, who writes about this. And in Dishu footnote 132, we can see this. He brings down, Rak Birotseach, Obenim Karli Evan, Eino Chozel Asurusa. Only these situations of somebody who's a murderer, unintentional murderer, or somebody that was sold himself as a slave because of financial loss, so then these people don't go back to their previous high position. Because these are Dvarim Chamurim U'Me'usim O'ot. They're very degrading. However, Bishar Averos, any other Avera that a person did, if he did tshuva, and it's a true shuva shlema, he gets to go back to his position, and even l'chatchila, you can appoint him to such a position, in order that a person should be encouraged to do tshuva. And this applies even to an apostate who, Rachmanu Litzlan, became a heretic, and then he does tshuva, he can also go back to his original position. This concludes this beautiful, long siman, Kuf Nun Gimel, Mitzvah Shem. We'll start Kuf Nun Dalet tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.